Y94.
68 degrees here in the Valley. 818 in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Going to be toasty today in the Valley. Partly sunny with a high of 93. We're the Playhouse. Zero Rat Maggie, that lazy guy. Cue to call for some last chance Taylor Swift tickets. I bet you that happens yet this hour. But right now, I want to chat with Kayla. If you just want to run through what's going on with you.
Okay. Well, I recently got engaged, and I've been looking around trying to find places to have an inexpensive place to have the wedding, and it's just going to be informal with our family and a couple really close friends. And then we're going to have a bigger reception with everybody else. But I want an inexpensive thing where I can bring my own food, and it's just been pretty hard to find places, and I don't want to go in debt. We have kids together. I mean, I just want something fun, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. And I can't find any places in Fargo to do this. And so the fiancé wants to go to our hometowns and have the wedding, and I don't want to do that. So I need to find places here before we end up going back home for this.
Where's home?
I'm from Lakota, and he's from Lisbon.
It's kind of funny because I feel like everybody I know is planning a wedding too is doing they just get overly obnoxious. Let's spend $30,000 and have a golden goose. You want to do something more budget friendly.
Yeah. And like all the weddings I've gone to this summer are huge and crazy, and they're in debt and they're stressed out and they hated it. And I don't want to be like that. I want to have fun and just relax.
Well, cool. So basically what you're looking for is local, Fargo, Moorhead, budget friendly. You want to be able to provide your own food, just cool things that can be done, but not break the bank kind of a thing.
Right.
Cool. Local, Fargo, Moorhead wedding ideas that aren't super spendy. I bet you we can come up with a whole bunch of stuff. You have any thoughts for 2-3-7-HITS? You can text 35-270. Let's get some of those in. We'll talk about that after Good Vibrations from Marky Mark next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I'll be back with the drinks so you can all get locked and loaded.
Y94.
That is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. No relation to the bunches of Brady's at all. Or Honey Bunches and Oats. They aren't any relation to them either. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Chat about Kayla, who is looking for some ideas in regards to this.
Well, I recently got engaged, and I've been looking around trying to find places to have an inexpensive place to have the wedding, and it's just going to be informal with our family and a couple really close friends. But I want an inexpensive thing where I can bring my own food, and it's just been pretty hard to find places, and I don't want to go in debt. We have kids together. I mean, I just want something fun, but I don't want to spend a lot of money.
So basically, she is looking for ideas for a budget-friendly wedding here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Where are places that she could go that won't necessarily break the bank? They don't need to be free necessarily. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want to spend, you know, all her money. She wants to have some left over after the wedding. Are we getting some of the text club at all, guys?
A few different ones. Somebody's saying if she doesn't mind an outdoor reception, check out Rustic Oaks in Moorhead or a local park. Also, try the Dilworth Community Center. I know you can bring your own food, and I'm sure the rates are really good. Also, it's a nice big space with room to spare. In fact, there's a couple of different ones for the Dilworth Community Center. You can bring in everything, food, alcohol. They even have all the chairs and tables and a huge kitchen. Somebody else says, my wife and I got married at the White House in Cragness with a Justice of the Peace.
Isn't there a beautiful gazebo?
There is.
And what park is that?
I think it's Island Park.
Isn't there a beautiful gazebo? I've seen people get married there left and right. I've seen it on Facebook. I don't know how many times. I can't imagine that they charge you, do they? You just kind of show it's a public park.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You
either.
Might have to rent out the space, but I can't imagine it'd be too much.
I would just show up with all my friends and be like, get out of here. Getting married. I think that would work. Man, I don't know. Maybe it costs something. I don't know. Hi.
The Evergreen Conference Center, it's kind of downtown. It's where I got married, and my wedding start to finish was under $5,000. That's including my wedding dress. So, I mean, you can bring your own food, and it's really cheap, and it's actually pretty nice inside. It kind of looks like a shop on the outside, but it's gorgeous.
There we go. Thank you so much. You know, it's not often that a local business owner would have such a prime time to just get a free plug for their business on a radio station. But maybe you are offering a sweet deal right now at somewhere that you own or work at or have some sort of interest in. Some more of those texts.
Tons of people actually saying the Evergreen Center, a.k.a. Tupperware Building. Mm-hmm. One specifically said, we did that, had everything there, wedding and all. $500 included cash bar and security. That was on a Friday. Also, people recommending Lindenwood Park. The Doublewood Hotel, $150 for the huge ballroom, and you can bring food.
A couple of texts saying that that gazebo, you do have to rent it, but it's like very minimal. No specifics, but minimal is the word I keep seeing. Hi, what's your budget wedding idea?
Well, I had our reception at the American Legion in Fargo downtown, and it was $500, and then you can bring in all your food and everything else.
There we go. Perfect. You know, how about a radio station wedding? We would have a cool video for our website. You could have a unique experience. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can give us a tip if you want to. I $19.99 I had to pay. I'm actually a registered officiant.
Are you ordained?
I'm ordained.
Oh, my.
It's some random internet church that I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but it only cost me $19.99 on my credit card.
Hmm.
And nobody has let me marry them yet.
It's legitimate here. It'll hold up here.
I have all the paperwork. Hmm. I am official.
I didn't know
that. I am ordained. Well, and I've asked to marry. You don't know how any of the. You have no idea, Maggie, how many people I've asked to marry them.
And they won't do it.
And they won't let me be their ordained minister.
Wow.
I'm not sure I'm a minister. I'm not sure what I am. But I have a certificate. Maggie.
Just says I can do it.
Can I do your and Ray's wedding?
You know, sure.
Really?
Well, we're going to a destination. So,
Are you going to pay?
No.
I'm in.
Oh, you don't know what you did, Maggie.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Rats, more than text.
Let's see. We are seeing more about we got married in the Island Park gazebo. It isn't very much money as well, and it's a great thing. The only problem is it better be a nice day. Otherwise, you're going to have some serious issues. Also, some more recommendations for VFWs or American Legions. Might not seem like the greatest location, but really, your guests don't care. As long as they're willing to have fun, we ended up having a great time. And somebody recommending saying, Zero, you can do their wedding. It's
I can.
Up next month.
I will do it. I should probably check on the validity of my certificate, but I'm pretty sure I'm the real deal.
He'll even wear one of those Tux t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be real cool. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be fun. Realize, though, if I do this at your wedding, you're going to be all over the Y94.com website. I'm going to videotape it. You're going to be on our Facebook. I'm going to make this. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to tell all my friends. I'm going to sell tickets. It's going to be fun, though. Maybe some more budget wedding ideas. If you have one, a real good one that nobody said yet, we can grab those 237 hits. You can text it as well to 35270. And in a little bit here, you will hear that cue to call for Taylor tickets.
Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, you guys are so made for each other.
It's fun. It's totally upbeat.
God, this feels so good.
Y94.
I love it.
Maggie, the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Been chatting about budget wedding ideas for Kayla, or rather budget-friendly wedding ideas, I should say. And she would prefer it be local, something in the Fargo-Moorhead area that isn't going to break the bank. Did you have a thought?
Well, me and my wife got married at the American Legion downtown. We got married there and had the reception there, and the whole day only cost us $300.
Hey!
But I don't think the American Legion exists downtown anymore. But the other one we were scouting was there's a place downtown called Oak Park Plaza, I think. It's right down there on Broadway, and it's got a little cafe downstairs.
Hmm.
And it is the most amazing, just beautiful. It's got a fountain in the middle, gorgeous place to get married. And I think that all that you got to they say all you got to pay for is just the food there.
Perfect. Thank you. All kinds of good ideas for her. She actually has been texting during this, basically just saying thank you to everybody that's given her some ideas for her budget-friendly wedding. I have an idea, and this is maybe just my fantasy. Dwayne's House of Pizza, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? Oof. What better way to commit the rest of your heart and life to somebody than while you're shoving some Dwayne's in your face? Oh, my. Mm. No, I'm Yum. Hungry. Some more texts.
Let's see. We are looking at O'Kelly's on Main Avenue. Can't bring in their own food, but there is not a minimum to spend, and the prices are the most reasonable I've seen. They also have a gazebo out back by the pool for ceremonies. Somebody says the basement at the Fargo Elks Club in North Fargo has plenty of seating. You can bring food, hire your own music, kids are allowed, and I believe the manager of the club is ordained. Depending on how many people are attending, you could rent space at Square One Kitchens. They have a banquet space. Somebody says, I got married at the Elzegel Golf Course. Beautiful scenery and cheap. There's a church kind of by Mexican Village that is a great location and doesn't cost too much. And somebody else said, we got married at Mexican Village. We didn't rent out the restaurant. We just did it at the table with our friend who is ordained.
That's awesome. Yum.
That is pretty cool.
That's just as good as Dwayne's.
Right?
I would love that.
The
Yum.
Chips were free, but the marriage wasn't even extra.
You're thinking of the other restaurant.
Yeah.
Hi. What was your budget-friendly wedding idea?
I have a couple, actually. A friend of mine actually got married at Bonanzaville. And they used the church for their, when you get married. I don't know what that's called, but. And then they use the upstairs in one of the buildings, like conference room. I mean, it's a really huge area, and it's got a lot of seating, the tables, everything's included. Bring your own food, it's got a kitchen, and it's really cheap, you know. You can have as many guests as you want, so I think that's an option. And then the hotel downtown, Howard Johnson, they have a really big banquet room you could also go to and bring your own food. It's also very cheap.
You know, if they rock out like the Little House on the Prairie dress after a marriage of Bonanzaville, how funny would that be? That's hilarious.
They go into one of the cabins immediately afterwards.
I love it. Love, love, love. You know, we'll have to podcast these because I think there's been some really good ideas. Was there some last ones you want to grab in the text club there?
Somebody said, it sounds really lame, but we got married in the party room at Happy Joe's. It was an awesome time. Another pointing out, do something fun and different. You can probably arrange something over at Thunder Road. How sweet would it be to get married in the laser tag arena?
That would be awesome. So you start out at Mexican Village, then you go to Thunder Road, then you swing through Bonanzaville. You got this figured out.
You're missing Dwayne's.
Then you stop by Dwayne's.
For the honeymoon.
Oh, trust me, I didn't forget about Dwayne's. If I can marry Dwayne's House of Pizza, oh my. I'll just rub pizza all over my body all the time.
You know, and I don't know if it's even feasible, but what about the rooftop at Rhombus Guys?
That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
And whatever kind of pizza floats your boat, I guess. Now I'm not even thinking about what we're doing anymore. I'm just hungry. That's what this has done to me. Just Counting Crows and Flesh Format Friday on the way. I like that I pretend like it's a surprise I'm hungry. And right after that, so we're going to play Counting Crows song. And I just tell you what's happening here. So we're all on the same page. We're friends, right? I just let you know. That cue to call for Taylor Swift tickets, the Lazy Guy cue to call, it goes off right after that song. So we take a break, we play a song, and then cue to call. So if you want to have like your phone ready, you wanted to be prepared to call 237 because you want Taylor Swift tickets, this would be the time to get prepared for that.
On air.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.